Okay, so I don't know if Garth made some tutorials available for editing MIDI in Reaper, but okay, let me give you a few hints and see if you can then, if you have other questions, you can ask. So in Reaper, we have the items that can be audio or MIDI. So you can work with MIDI items by moving them on the project on your track by doing 4 and 6 and numpad, shrink and grow edges by control 4, control 6, or 4 and 06 numpad. Or you can work within the MIDI editor, which is a separate editor in Reaper, which is different than the truck view. So to open an item into the MIDI editor, you select the item with control left or right arrow. Then you press Control Alt and E as an editor, and you will then be brought into the MIDI editor, which is divided in three, I would say, window that you can reach by pressing the Alt key, and then 1, 2, or 3, or 4. So 4 windows. But for us, the important windows are three: the piano roll MIDI view, which is Alt number row 1. The event list, which is Alt 3, always in the number row, and the score view, which is Alt 4. Now, these are basically menu actions, so you can reach them also from the menu by pressing Alt and then going up or down arrow. Now, the piano roll MIDI view works in the same way, sorry, works in this way. So you can navigate chords or notes. This is the approach that I usually take. So I go into my MIDI item and I start left or right arrow, which will move me to next note or chord in the item. And I'll say note or chord, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Then I can delete the chord or the selected notes with the delete key. I can then if I don't want to delete, of course, I can do other things with a numpad, numlock on. I can modify its length of the note or of the chord, the velocity, or the position. So I can move the notes in the grid line. I can set the grid with number row keys, whereas the length, velocity, or position are done by number pad. The number row sets the grid. And it's like this: 4, 6, or 8 will set the grid to quarter notes, 16th notes, or 8th notes. If you do 5, 7, or 9, you set them by triplets. So quarter note triplets, 16th triplets, or 8th notes triplets. F12 works in the piano roll as well, so you can learn all your keys. So this, I believe, it's a starting point for the MIDI Reaper. Okay, chords, the chord situation. Before we had this chord approach, we were using the Reaper default navigation system, which was a bit problem because sometimes it was skipping notes randomly on the timeline. So Jamie decided to change the approach and to override the navigation. So now the MIDI note navigation is over is made using Osara. It's an Osara, there are Osara actions that do that. Now, in the an event in a MIDI in a MIDI item, you have notes, of course, and you can have chords. For Reaper, a chord is any notes that overlap are a chord. Even though if you have a sol on octave 5 and a I don't know, do on octave 2, there are a chord if they overlap. Okay, now if you're on a chord and you want to navigate note by note, you go up or down arrow once you've selected the chord, and they will be ordered by pitch. Up is the lowest, down is the higher, so they go top down, right, in pitch. Pitch goes higher as you press the down arrow. I hope that it's clear. Then there are other things, like you can use step recording, you can do quantization from within the MIDI editor and also from outside the MIDI editor. By the way, if you want to do quantization with a dialog, you hit letter Q from within the piano roll, and you can then tab and find out all the options. The event list is there too. You can use it with all three, but the event list doesn't have the preview available. So you just read basically by event, up or down arrow. As I said, there are a lot of things that other things that you can do, but this is just some basics. Let me know if you have other more questions.